Shabbat Chasam on the Pesach. In Meduy Yirama Oichit, because the Menini Taka brings, you know, he says, with Yikonet, Balabayis, with Tzitzis, with Tfilin, and a Mamish, and I don't know, Tfilin at night, get to the Shem, to write to the Goyim, and let Peshkir, so could be Yisrael's Tfilin on. So, upon him, it's Mesuvah Mitzvah, the whole Sugi here, everything, from beginning to end, is Mesuvah Mitzvah. It's an Afkabinah Zog to me, Bismaneinu, that we don't like Mamish Bechutz, we light inside. Is there an Indian to nevertheless to light on the other side of the Pesach? So the vibe was stated in Aloha, it's Kidei, so my Nafkabinah, if you're lighting outside and inside, it's a dinner of the advice. When you walk into your house, you should be Mesuvah Mitzvah. And that, so the Chayyad Doit Raman Kidei, what Mash, look at the next Aloha. B'yimei HaSakono, מניח עוד מנחנוקה בסויך בייסוי מבפנים ואפילו הניחו על שלחון הידאי. If you listen closely, nuances in the Rambam, what is afilu? I mean, once you said you light it inside, what's half mean where you light it? It's for the Bnei Abayis. You light it in the kitchen, in the dining room, wherever the family congregates, that's where she put it. What's the afilu here? What's the Tisev schedule? Afilu al shulchon hayidayi.
Missing the Pesum Nisev. Huh?
But I know, but you said that already. What's a filu? Of course, if you light it inside, you can put it wherever you want. What does he say? Filu? Name. Or if you learn Ram Fia Seder, Ram says Nechanukah Mitzanicha Pesach Beis Betefra Somov Kidei. So even Me'asakono, when he says Mebifnim, what he means Bifnim is by the doorpost Bifnim. Or he says the Maise Vafilu Abdel Tamaki Vafilu Al Shulchani is dying. Or Be'Meikhi Adin. Like the Rambam, it's Kidei. It seems it's the whole point of putting it next to the Pesach and the Tefach HaSomuch is so you should be Mesuvah Mitzvah. So even when you're outside, when you put it light inside, Me'as Sakona should do it. But the Bible says since Sakona, sometimes it could be seen outside. It's a day, so Afilu Al Shulchani is dying. But you'll be losing that Nekuda of Mesuvah Mitzvah that will be surrounded by Mitzvahs. And the Ramon Taka means 2 days. Bizbaneir that we light inside, is there, some say, make it then you don't have to put it. Or Minogame says yes to do it. What does that mean exactly? Look inside over there. But B'chopan Noit Ram Gazaki Chvutas. Now let's see what Rashi says. This is very interesting. And Taka, what's all this? What's all the Shita? Why Taka would Ramon say, make it then you don't have to put it there? Why? If this is the corner next to the doorpost, might have been if it's inside outside, if it's in a Masuvah, so why should that change? What's up, Rashi? Rashi and Betevach Asum. What's up, Rashi? Mitzvah Lanicha Bechotze Oy Bershus Rabim. Again, so the Loit Rit for it means Mitzvah Namufcha, not Mitzvah Namufcha. Loit other Rishonim. It means Bechotze when you have a house open to Bechotze. Oy Bershus Rabim when your house is open directly to Bershus Rabim. Shitus Rashi. Betevach Asum of Pesach. Why? Don't say Kidei. Sheim Yarchikenu Lahanu Na Pesach Einoy Nike. He says it's a felt in the heker that the Balabais put it there. So you could understand what does that mean? Felt, what heker is he talking about? We find other lochis. Mechatchila should put it from Gimel Tfachim to 10 Tfachim. Not to put it higher than 10 Tfachim. Why? Because once it's higher than 10 Tfachim, light's also high. Usually a light, which is the purpose of the light is to give light, you put it higher up. The higher up it goes, the more light it can shed on the surroundings. But if it's lower, it's not a normal light. People will be naked that it's nechanaka and not litzorka, not for your own personal usage. So here what you could say, by putting usually a light, in all the times when it was fire, you don't put it mamash next to the doorpost. It's a bit, those people put in a chanukah next to the door. It's very inconvenient when they walk through. To be careful not to get caught, not to knock it down. It would be much more convenient if it's a light for the doorpost to put it a bit further away, where it sheds light in and it's more for the doorpost. It should be nikid the babas niyashom. It means it's for mitzvah, not for stand for oil. But loshen is a bissel felt in the deal kalosh. It's not kidei she nikid the babas niyashom. She nikid that's for mitzvah, not for oil. What's the case in Nikesh of Alabayis in Nikesh? What's the thing there? Ablachoye, Lodge to Rashi, that goes very good. If Rashi Taka learns the whole union of the Hanukkah, the Takona was on the bias. So it's a gate as a light. It goes so far to say that in the Takona, Chazal not only wanted it, that it, you should light in your house. The person in Nis has to come through the fact that people know that this the Hanukkah comes from their stoop. Abkidekach. And so far, that put it as close to the doorpost, because people associate the light that's next to the doorpost, this is from this door. It will be further, won't be nikabala bayis nikisham. That's how far the din of Chanukah on a bayis go. That's mamash halfway further. Chur ashi shidosik kdei she nikish bala bayis nikisham. So we have everything lined up. Let's see this Rashi. The chayes mashmazoi. Yeah. What's the point, Ak? How do we understand? What's the inyan that the corner was the on the bayis? And then we come back. We start off with we see by Gis and Megillah. Forget. Berovam had this melech. Didn't give it over to the Yechidim. Each one should do it in his own domain, his own house, his own, you know, private property. He should make the pesumin. He said, forget. Well, the Kuban, like we thought, we were thought. If you go to Golden Station, you know, like the big Menayah, everyone together. That's the mamash pesumin. He said, berovim. Or at least that's why Enoch Hanami. That's why the Kadmon. You were misakin in shul. The light and that's chalim, which is not the ikit hakonis chazal. Why? Because at the end of the day, the besumin is to rabim, it's moisif. Oh, but the takonis of, we see a contrast, on the contrary, no. They forfeited, they were mevatel even, on the beroivam hadas melech in a certain extent, and brought it back into a person's own house, he should make the besumin is in his house. What's like to them? So it's about Mitzvah Chiddush, you know, I don't know, I've checked the facts, we fought a bit, and he says, yes, it's true. If you look in the chronology of the events of Hanukkah, it's very interesting. We grew up in kindergarten, in school, whatever the story goes, the bad that Yevonim, they conquered Israel and we suffered, and they oppressed us, etc. And then when the Maccabim came along, Rabbi Admatim, Tehbi Oim, all the there, but they fought Yevonim, chased them out, were victorious, and got... And they lived happily ever after. But if you look in the events, we say bring down in Sayyid Chazal, it wasn't so simple. The victory that we celebrate on Hanukkah, even in Esam al-Khama, was very, very isolated victory. I mean, I have here, Ramosh, the whole story with Yehuda killed in battle, with the elephant and this. This was 4 years after this Hanukkah. So they were still fighting. Very fierce fighting, even years and years after. I think the complete victory, chasing out. It's 211. It's some 14, maybe 13 years later. Only with the Yevon completely chased out of Israel and was a complete victory, and Shimon became the prince of Israel. It was a whole Malach which it took a much longer time. So it's very interesting the celebration of Hanukkah. Is what was the victory, Taka? It was a victory. It was a next mechom avada, but it was that Hoshus avoided the Bisecha. There was Zoicha to come back to the Bisamigdosh and return the avoid al mekoyim to light the menorah, to purify the Bisamigdosh, to get back the status of the Bisamigdosh, which was a major factor which Yevonim wanted to do. With Timu Seichelecha, they had Shet Maral, Mforshim. It wasn't Stam. Haphazard that happened that he conquered the Bismigdash. That's what they were aiming for. And that's why Shloim won over. That was Nitzoch. And they saw the Yad Hashem, the Nisim with the Nails, everything. So they understood that they were Matzliach, they will be future Matzliach. But they made 5,000 afterwards. And even if there were physical battles afterwards, Alas Kamukama, we know that much fierce battle taking place. The Hellenism, the Mesyavnim was a terrible matzim klal yisrael. It wasn't only problem with Yevonim itself. It was the whole Yidden of Mesyavnim. It was a big group of Yidden at the time who managed Mesyavnim. It was a high class, the aristocrats, all many Mesyavnim. So, that by Purim the Moshe B'Sum and Issa it was finished. The miracle was finished, it was complete and absolute. They got rid of Haman and all his children. It was a benapachu, absolute, complete overturn. It was over. The sakana was completely gone. Then the Pesul Nivsa was in Berabim, to be mefas in the nest, but the whole point was to talk to Shvach Vedot to the Boynisham to be mefas in the nest. Chanukah, there was another goal on the agenda of Chazal when they were massacring the din of Pesul Nivsa. There was still a battle. There was still a battle, a house-to-house battle. It was still a melchoma between the Mesyavim and the Yireim and the Abdi Hashem Amitim. Yeah? So Chazal, through the Nechanaka, wanted to use it as a continuation, as a tool to continue the Baal Negdi Yevodah. And that's why they were Masakin of Yibayis, to establish that everyone in his home, you know, to bring the nest, to bring the person is mating into the home, and from the home it should shine out to the tipper. Oh, but not just everyone should go to shul, you know, everyone comes to shul and happy, and make some nis, and then they go home and they turn on the TVs and watch the Mishavim channel. That's not what the Tachlis is. Wanted to bring the Nechanukah, the nest, be'iki in the home. That's what it was. Even... And only then can it go out to the tzibah. Only then can it be assumed as the rabbi. I mean, you just make a assumed as the rabbi without cashing the home, without, you know, removing all the elements of the yivamim within the homes that the Rishkan Tayyats. So that's the ikat takona, why it was different. It wasn't finished. It was a continuation of the battle. That's the lukuta. And getting back to what we started in the beginning, Memela, you can imagine a situation, how I picture it, with such a mixture. Even in one neighborhood, you have these people who observe them. You had the Mishavim Beme houses, and you had the Charedim and the Fruma houses, and then you had these people who, weren't sure exactly, where are they going to send the children? Should they send them to the gymnasium? Should they send them to Paradise House? Where should they send the children? You know, what should happen? And they were waiting to see what's going to happen. Stavad is Lakashin, Lishon Acheres, why Lishon Acheres? Could be because the point of it, they saw that although there was a Nitzochin, we're not finished. We have to continue the Milchoma. How the Sonacheres come through Nechanaka, they were conveyed to the continuation of the Milchoma. So walk someone on the street who himself doesn't know which school he's going to apply to. He says, hey, look over here. He didn't like Nechanaka. Here we have 1, 2, 3 written that didn't like. Oh, on the side, 5 did like. That's the way Sakasha people were. People are Nimshach. The Besumanisa had the mamish. It wasn't just the energy, you know, emotionally get involved again and thank the boys. It was not a question of thanking. It was a question of taking sides here. And through the Nechanukah Chazal to establish that Nochas Yiddish is stoop, Nochas Yiddish is stoop, Nochas Yiddish is stoop. Be Mechazik people to get together and see that we are not Mesiavdim Chas Yisholem. So here it's a specific type of chshat. And that's what we're going to be what we said all the kashas said before. This is not a typical chassad of Chazal. Typical chassad of Chazal is someone who's is objective. He walks in the street and he sees a certain situation. He can say he did it properly or he didn't do it properly. Then when a person objective, he'll say he'll be down the kashrus. And then he say you shouldn't do something which mamish is. You walk into the lishka with big pockets. And they'll see something bothering you about it. Your mom is causing them to be choshed in you. That's a different upside. Now we find full in Chazal. But here we have a mother from the type of chashad. With Etzem, you're not doing anything wrong. You're doing everything normal. And someone's going to be such a cynical person and say, what is this? Well, that's why. Because since this was the matzah, there was the Mishavnim and the Mishavnim, it was a situation where we had to be super, super sensitive to this matzah. And Chazal wanted to have shown that person who is on the brink and he's about to decide he shouldn't have an excuse to say, he did not lighting. And he wants to say, he's looking for an excuse not that he didn't light. So he can say, he didn't light here, he didn't light over there. He wants, don't give him the excuse. Where do we find such a chashad? But the more from Peya, because Peya the same thing. The only never chadash kamponosa. Yeah, you know what it is. That's the way it is. And he knocks on the door, and the person doesn't open the door. What does he say? He doesn't want to give me anything. Yeah, he's not even home. Maybe he's busy. So no, that's what it is. When you have your agenda, you're biased by your certain personal interest. Then you'll be choishet that you will be down the kaskus. Afraid you are not tainer the chesinim. So where do we find such a thing? The chazal went so the chesed to such extent where in a normal case you're not choishes. That's the raya from Peir, because that is the chesed of the Chanukah, and mainly that is the pesumanis of Chanukah. It's not just a shach v'doreh by shem, which of course this is also it's the tool where we fight to the yivonim till we completely wipe them out. I'll be as good as telling him. Thank you.